Welcome back to AM800KREI and online at MyMoInfo.com. We're now joined by Bryce Sansegraw, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Played Forward Athlete of the Week. Bryce, it was a really impressive week for you, an impressive season as well. Class 4 District 2 champions, and you top it off with being named the Athlete of the Week. Talk about your performance in the two games in the championship tournament, especially in that championship game. You were a big factor for your team.
The past 2 weeks, I mean, district championship week, we've had, lately we've been having struggles getting Tyson the ball inside. More teams have been focusing on him, so we've had to have more than just one player score. And coach has really been praising that to us that week, and he was like, more people are going to have to score. We got to get more people on the scorebook. And so as a senior, Cole Gerstenberger, Cole Lawrence, and I, we all really had to step up our game and really work on finishing around the basket and outside. And that's pretty much where it came from. I mean, the last couple of months he's been pressuring me to score and attack the rim and get to the free throw line, because he's known that that's been my big strength this year, is making my free throws.
Yeah, that's been a big factor for you all season long, especially in the clutch moments too, not just in that championship game, but also you go all the way back to earlier on in the year, the Central Christmas tournament. You hit a couple of clutch free throws late in the game in that as well.
Yeah, coach has really been working with me the past 2 years on my free throws. My sophomore year, I don't believe I made a free throw until later in the year. So that's been one of my big struggles, and the past 2 years I've been working on it, and it's been big for me, especially this last year.
Now, you also had a record-setting season here at Farmington High School in basketball. You set the all-time assists record. I didn't even know you got that until just recently. When did you actually set that record?
I'm not sure when I set that record. I think it was senior night when I set that record, but we weren't positive until coach came in the next day and we had practice, and he told me that I broke that record. So I mean, it was just something to add on to another great season that we've had. So it was just another extra achievement.
So how did you and the rest of the team react when you found out you're the single season assist leader?
It was actually a close competition between us and between me and my center, Cole Lawrence, because Cole Lawrence was just 2 assists behind me at that point. So we were just messing around with each other. We were having a good time. Everybody's really excited for me. And then me and Cole would just always mess around with each other about who's going to get it. And, you know, he's already got the block record. So it was just a big old fun mess between me and him.
So I remember earlier in there, you two were really neck and neck about averaging the same amount of assists per game as well. So did you know that you two were on pace to set the record as well? And did you go back and forth throughout the year?
I had no idea what the assist record was earlier in the year until coach brought it up after senior night. And so me and Cole, we had no idea. And then we found out that we were both, you know, neck and neck for it. So, I mean, it was just really fun. I mean, Cole, great passer. He's going to finish too. It's just fun playing with him and just having that kind of brothership just to mess around with each other with that, you know.
What's more fun for you? You score off an assist from Cole, or he scores off an assist from you?
I'd say when he scores off an assist from me, I feel like it's more better, because that's what I've done my whole life. I always just pass the ball to Cole or Tyson, you know, get the other guy's points and do my role, getting them open and stuff. So, I mean, I kind of enjoy that the most.
Now, you're not just a talent in basketball. You're also an extreme talent in the sport of soccer. You were named the Athlete of the Year in the sport of soccer the past 2 years. Do you have any idea on where you'll be playing soccer next at the next level?
As of now, I'm undecided about where to go. I've been talking to a couple of schools and working on going up to visits on there, and just depending on what kind of soccer they play and everything is going to depend on where I go.
And now, as the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Played Forward Athlete of the Week, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy will be making a donation of $25 to a local charity of your choice. Tell us the one you chose.
I am choosing the Farmington Food Pantry.
And what made you decide to go with that one? Any ties to the food pantry?
Key Club's been going. Like, they do a whole bunch of things for the community around here, and they've been to the food pantry a couple times, and I've been there personally, and I think it's just a great place to go, and it's just fun to be around those people and be able to help your community and everything.
Now, well, we were talking before that you don't participate in a spring sport at Farmington High School. You just do club soccer on the side. So, unfortunately, earlier this week, your high school playing career came to an end here at Farmington High School. What are some of your favorite memories from your time as a Knight?
Some of my favorite memories would definitely have to be playing in the Christmas tournament. It's one of the biggest tournaments around here. And being able to win it our senior year, big deal. And then this year, winning districts for our first time. Us seniors haven't won it until this year, so that was also a really big deal for us, and it was just a great moment.
Bryce, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
I'd like to thank all the coaches I've had, my family, my friends who's pushed me all the way to this moment, and it's just been great to have all those people support me and push me to do what I can do and make me a better player and person.
Bryce, congratulations on being named the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play Forward Athlete of the Week. Let us know what you do with your future endeavors. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bryce Santagraw joining us on Regional Radio.